Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. First of all, I'm not on my usual setup at the moment, so I apologize for the audio quality. If you hear any movement or anything, it's just me kind of walking around. I sort of do this thing where I walk around a little bit when I have like the freedom to do so, and because I'm not on a wired headset today, it gives me opportunity to walk around. So sorry if you hear any background noise. But this will be a pretty informative episode, or at least I think it will be. So I hope you take some value from it, and I hope it's not too unbearable to listen to AirPod quality voice. Anyway, so today I wanted to talk about something that's been a pretty recent thing for me. I will say this right now that I haven't been, sort of having this like mindset for, I guess it's a mindset for long. But I've done some research in that time, and I've talked to a few professionals, including my own therapist, counselor, whatever you call it, in this time. So I do have a little bit of insight, but it might be something that other people have realized already. But I just, for me, this is a pretty new discovery. I just wanted to share it and talk about it because there may be some other people in the same position as me, that kind of need to hear this. So basically, when I first developed all this emetophobia stuff, and I did my research, and I discovered what it was, and I did, just what we all do at the start. There was peace in finding out that it was something real, but at the same time, it was also like, how the hell am I supposed to deal with this? During that time, I sort of went through all the motions, just random panic attacks, days where I wanted to give up, days where I was fine, just your usual healing process or dealing with it process. I wasn't really healing, but I went through, the same thing as you did, I guess. Most for the most part, I assume it's pretty similar. And then I got to a point where I was comfortable enough doing the things I was doing. I was comfortable enough eating the food that I liked. I had a pretty wider variety of food I ate. I was comfortable going for my walks outside again. I wasn't afraid to leave the house so much anymore. I could do my shopping. I could drive to, the town over and do my gro get my groceries and fuel and fast food and whatever the hell I wanted to do. So I was at a point where I needed to push forward. Like it was a big step. There wasn't really a baby step for me to go after that, it felt, because obviously baby steps are very important, but I couldn't take any more. There wasn't any really more baby steps to take. I didn't have a job, and I couldn't have gone to a job interview and said, "Hey, can I work one day a week?" Like they're probably not going to hire me if I said that. But anyway, I'm ranting. But the next step was a big one, and I did it. I did that big step, and then I did a few big steps after that, and then I progressed to a point where I hadn't been before, a point of actual happiness. I was happy pretty much 90% of the time. I didn't have panic attacks anymore. I was normal, basically. Like I lived normally. Shouldn't say normal, but I was living relatively normally. Like there was no real issues for quite a while there. But during that phase of like having to do those big steps, I sort of got into this mindset where I had to push because it wasn't easy. Like it took a long time to do these big steps because they were big steps. And I had to do some, baby steps in between the big steps when I could. But it was mostly bigger steps, what I would call bigger steps anyways. And I had this mindset on me that I developed that I had to push and just push and push and push, and no matter how hard it got, I had to push further. And it worked for a while. It was sort of what I needed was to be sort of, pushing a little harder. But I took that way too far. I would force myself into things. I would force myself into situations that would make me panic and freak out, and that would make me feel awful. And if I didn't do those things, I would also let myself know. I would definitely not be nice about it to myself. I would internally destroy myself for not being able to achieve something that I achieved the day before, or that I had set myself a really like a high, standard for. And that mindset never really ended. I've had that ever since, and this was 2 years ago. But things also, obviously, for me at least, haven't been as hard as they are at the moment. And I've had to learn how to be more gentle with myself, how to be kinder, how to have better self-talk, how to trust the process that I'm going through, because I know I'm doing the right things, but there's no time limit, and I can't make it go. Can't make it. be better now. But from day dot, it's all I've been doing for the last like 3-4 months is pushing and pushing and pushing. And I've been forcing myself into situations that make me feel anxious, like really anxious. And I took some time off work about a month or a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, I'd say. And it's been good not having to worry about work. I'm in a situation where I don't have to worry so much about the financial part of it. So which is good for now. It's not a forever thing, but it's a for now thing. So it made it easier. You know, there's not so much stress on me for that right now. But I went to go back to my first shift the other day, just on 4 days ago from recording this, and I'll post this as the same day I'm recording it. So yeah, about 3 days, 4 days, my first shift. And I got up in the morning and I was feeling a little anxious about it the night before as well. But I when I got up in the morning, I was feeling just not good, not anxious, particular, whatever the fuck that, I don't know how to pronounce that. It's late. I wasn't too anxious. I was just uncomfortable. There was something in me that was telling me like, this isn't going to be a good day, but I pushed it aside. I got ready. Not so willingly, but I did. I got in the car and I drove about, basically got to my work, which is about half an hour away. And like the entire time I was driving, as well, I was just thinking, I don't think I can do this. But I kept having thoughts of like, what's going to be the benefit of this? If I already feel this way, I've already set myself up for this. And I know that there's a part of me that can do this. Like I knew it inside myself that I was going to be able to do it if I really wanted to. But I didn't, like for the first time, I felt my body and how it felt. And I took, you know, like I took it into consideration. I paid attention to what it actually felt like. And I thought to myself, I'm fucking tired. I don't want to do this. I'm not even anxious. I just straight up don't want to do this. I was definitely a little anxious, but something told me that regardless if I made it through that shift or not, it wasn't going to benefit me. And I might be wrong. I don't know that, but I know myself well enough to know that I needed to trust that. And I thought to myself, hey, you're forcing yourself into this and you're not really that ready for it. You can probably do it, but you're going to be wrecked for the rest of the week. You're going to be exhausted. You're not going to be able to pay proper attention to your partner. You're not going to be able to do anything. You're not going to be able to, you know, you're going to be super anxious when you get home. All the anxiety is going to come out when you get home, you know, because you're going to get it from this regardless. And I just knew it wasn't a good idea. So I turned around. I made it for the first time in my life, I made a decision to not force myself into doing something for the benefit of my anxiety or for what I thought would be a benefit. And I don't think I've felt such a weight lift off my shoulders, even if it was only for the day. There was such a relief in that because I chose to do something for myself, because I've been getting hounded by everyone around me that I need to take a break, that I need to relax, that I just need to let it go and let things go at their own pace because I'm doing what I can and it'll work. But it'll work when it works. I can't make it work right now. I know some of you feel that too. I know a lot of people force themselves into things and they push and push and they never relax and they wonder why they're not getting any better. That's me. At least that's what I'm trying to unlearn right now, is that behavior. Because from the research I've done and from my own experience, I can tell you now that it doesn't necessarily help your anxiety when you force yourself into doing something, because just because you did it doesn't mean you did a good thing for yourself, I guess, as weird as that probably sounds. Because I had the mindset from when this started that all I knew, all I remembered from my past was I needed to push. I didn't remember the time I was gentle with myself, which I was. I was very gentle for a time there before I started this pushing stuff like a few years ago. So the only part I remember was the pushing. So as soon as I noticed things were getting off, I pushed like really hard. And that started 4 months ago and I haven't stopped. And until then, until that day, and I've sort of put that into like, that's at the forefront of my mind. That's the main thing I'm focusing on, is I'm not going to force myself to do something that I really don't want to do. I will know when the time is right to push myself to do so. I will know when I need an extra push, when I need to do something. But I also know the difference between doing that and forcing myself into something. And I know if it's going to benefit me or not, because I've been here too. I've been in these situations too many times. I know these things. We all are capable of knowing that. We all do know this. We know ourselves way better than we think. But I feel like we don't take the time to listen to ourselves. Dude, like this is probably like a little bit of a rant. I don't know if this is boring or not, but I'm going to post it anyways. That day that I decided to do that for myself just a couple of days ago, like I did every single thing that day that I wanted to do without a feeling of anxiety. And I'm not saying it's a magic cure either, but for the rest of the day, I felt free. I went on a date with my partner, and we hadn't been on one in ages because of me. I ate food at a restaurant I've never eaten before. We went to op shops, and I was touching things little weird kids were touching with their dirty fucking hands, whatever, you know, like I was free for like 12 hours, it felt like, because of how heavy that forcing myself to do things was weighing on me. And like, I'm not going to lie, as I said, it's not a fix. It's not a solution to all my problems. It's not going to make everything better right now, but I can tell that I'm letting a wall down for myself. I've sort of locked myself in a part of this progression, in this healing process with the forcing myself. I was at a point where I wasn't necessarily getting worse, but I definitely wasn't getting any better. But at the moment, I'm sort of just letting things flow as they want. And just healing in general isn't about pushing yourself really hard, exposing yourself to everything. It's about giving yourself the space to process and deal with these things. If you overdo it, you're risking burning yourself out, making setbacks feel really bad, really like way worse. And I definitely experienced that. Like every time I couldn't do something, like lately, I've been dreading. It's almost traumatizing. I don't forget it. It ruins my whole day. It ruins everything about the next day as well. I do not let go. Like, it's a part of me finally learned that I need to a little bit. And I don't think this is all just for me. Like, it probably sounds like I'm just ranting about myself, but I think a lot of us can learn something from that. From letting go a little bit. From being kinder to ourselves. From not forcing ourselves into things so much. You know, we all know a little bit of exposure is good. But what about too much? No one ever talks about too much exposure. Or at least I don't hear that. I don't see people talking about that. We've all done it. We've all been overconfident with ourselves and tried to push it, which is good. It's good to feel confident. It's good to feel like you can do something in the moment too. You know, a lot of us get carried away sometimes. Like we might be with friends drinking and we don't drink much. We're emetophobic. We'll have like two and be good. At least that's for me, if that's how it goes. But sometimes we can get carried away. And it's good exposure for a little bit until you realize what's happened. Or you could eat something that you thought was really good and then you start getting really worried about it. You read some reviews, you heard a story from a friend, some idiot told you they got food poisoning from it and it just wrecked your whole night. I don't know. Whatever it could be for you. But it's good to feel that way, like we can do things. But we do sometimes get carried away with those things. And it could be a good or a bad, you know, positive or a negative for that thing to happen. And for me, it was a massive negative, like all of it. For months, it's been a negative. I have not been progressing. I've not been making myself better. I have not been learning anything besides that I need to fear these things more because of how scary they feel, because of how hard I just push myself into them instead of letting myself go at a less dangerous pace, I guess, less intense pace. I know I've rambled a lot. It's sort of weighed on my mind a little bit, and I sort of see it every day because I'm in a few groups throughout the socials about emetophobia, and I do see a lot of people talking about when they've been somewhere and then they have a panic attack and then, you know, or they force themselves to do something. Like they felt like really bad about going somewhere and they did it anyway. Sometimes you have to trust that feeling inside you that says it's not today. Today is not the day for this. And I get it's hard to decide that because, I mean, most of us feel that every day or most days. or a couple of times a week, we don't really sometimes know the difference. But I guess what I'm saying is that if you can, you should try to listen to your body a little better or a little more. It's not always lying. You know, for the first time, I trusted myself, and it ended up being a really good decision. And maybe next time it might backfire. It can't always go right. And it's not always going to make you feel really good, right? Sometimes it's going to make you feel a little disappointed that you couldn't do that thing. I for sure wasn't. I was happy. I was so happy. But I'm sure that if that happened another day, you know, where I was feeling a little different about it, but I still decided to listen to myself, I would have felt shitty. I would have been like, damn, I wish I went to work, but I know this is good for me. Slowing everything down a little bit sucks because I want myself to be out of this as fast as possible. And we all want that for ourselves. We all want to be so far out of this phobia and out of the states we're in with it. But we can't force that. We don't necessarily have control over how quick this process happens. We have control over what we do. We can spend the time we are, like we have in this, as, you know, doing things that benefit us. And we're going to make mistakes along the way. We're going to fuck up. We're going to eat something we didn't necessarily know we shouldn't have eaten, or decide that we shouldn't have eaten after we already ate it, or we're going to drink too much, or we're going to do this, go there, do whatever. We're going to do hundreds of things wrong. We're going to have panic attacks. We're going to have shit days. We're going to have days where we're going to give up. But we're not going to. Okay? I promise you, if you're in a position where you feel like you're not getting any better, please try slowing down a little bit. Don't force yourself to do so much. Take it back just a little bit. It'll give you a little more time to think, and that will be a good thing when you can, you know, it clears your head a little bit, at least for me. It was a bit scary because I've let go of a few other things, and it's freed up a little bit of time for now. It's going to free up a little bit of time. These are things I do want to pursue still, but for now I decided I needed to, they're just not that important right now. And it's given me more time, but I have that time to spend on other things, things for me. I've gotten into guided meditation. I don't know what everyone's opinions are on that, but I like it so far. I don't mind it. I like going outside and being mindful, you know, just spending more time doing the things that I want to do that don't cause me anxiety, so I can sort of save up my energy to push myself a little further tomorrow to do something. Just a little bit. We're not forcing anything, just a little bit. But I just want sort of everyone to know that it's okay if you need to take a break, or if you don't want to, you can't go to work today, or you can't go to that fucking wedding or something. I don't know. It's not the end of the world. It might feel like shit if you can't do that thing. But if you have to force yourself to do that thing, you're probably going to end up having the biggest panic attack. Most of the time, I think, anyway. Sometimes you can get through it and it'll be okay. I don't know your situation. I just know my own. I just know what's happened with that. And I can just say that most times I've, like, absolutely forced myself, like, just to the limit of forcing myself is what I'm talking about. Like, it has ended badly. Like, I've literally just pushed myself into a panic attack, and I can't mindfulness my way out of that one, you know, like I need to leave sort of thing. So I want people to sort of maybe chill a little bit if you're in a position where you feel like you're not getting anywhere. Take a step back. You're not taking an L here. It's not a setback. You're not giving up. You're not losing to anything. All you're going to be doing is trying, but in a different way. It might be a better way. It might be exactly what you need. It's just an option, though. As per usual, I'm not giving any proper professional advice. I have no idea, but I'm just talking from my own experiences, and I hope that despite how much I've rambled in this, I hope someone finds some value in it. It means a lot to me that I've sort of had this realization for myself, and I've tried to do the most research I can in, like, you know, the short days until I decided I can't wait anymore and I want to record this and I want to get this out there. So this might be common knowledge, but for me it wasn't. I hope you're having a good day. See you later.